Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today and every day this week, we're going to be talking about the business planning process. Every year, every quarter, and every week, the leadership team in our company works on the plan and the execution of the plan for the business. It starts with the annual meeting that's usually held in the fourth quarter of the calendar year to prepare for the upcoming year. This year, for a variety of scheduling reasons, we held this part of the process in the first week of January. The annual planning cycle is used to reaffirm the goals for the year in the context of the three-year plan and the 10-year plan for the business. We revisit the mission of the business and either reaffirm the mission or change it. So far, we have not changed it. Our mission, quite simply, is to create communities that people feel compelled to call home. Beyond a bunch of flowery language, the mission is really about helping guide which projects we want to undertake, and more importantly, how we want to undertake them. We have so many opportunities to fulfill that mission. When we're designing a residential subdivision, we have a choice. We can simply cram in as many units as the zoning will allow, maximize density, and then move on to the next. Or we can be thoughtful in the design of the subdivision and remember that people will choose to live here. Are we simply meeting the minimum open space requirements to meet the requirements of the development agreement with the city, or are we designing amenities that will truly enrich the community? We've got a massive project underway in Colorado Springs that is truly an opportunity to engage in community building. That means engaging with the community in the design process, with our neighbors. It means thinking creatively about what would be a meaningful addition. When we design roads that cut through the neighborhood, is traffic being pushed through the residential areas, or can we design a higher speed bypass route that people would prefer to use and keep the residential streets safer? When we design a building, we take the time to think carefully about not just the design of the exterior, but the layout of the interior units. We think about placement of furniture. Sometimes that means changing things, replacing a swing door with a pocket door to give back more floor area to valuable space that would be needed for furnishings. We think about amenities that are going to form part of the building. Gone are the days of putting in a tennis court or a basketball court. Tenants these days are looking for other things. We're designing in things like a dog run, electric vehicle charging roughed into every parking space, and e-commerce delivery lockers in the lobby of each building. So what does it mean to create communities that people feel compelled to call home? It's a mission that fostered considerable debate when we revisited it this year. While we're all committed to it, we examined whether it's pulling us too far away from other opportunities. For example, we do have a portion of our business that's focused on the storage asset class, and we have some light industrial in our portfolio. The question is, are those investments congruent with the mission? Should we stop doing storage, for example, or should we keep it the same or do more of it? How does storage create communities that people feel compelled to call home? Certainly our senior housing developments in the past have fit perfectly with that mission. But storage? How about industrial outdoor storage? Well, storage does solve a problem. Industrial outdoor storage solves a problem. You can't delight people in a community if you aren't getting rid of problems that detract from the community. There's no question that apartments are getting smaller and smaller. That's a clear trend. Baby boomers are downsizing. You have to understand that parting with lifelong possessions is difficult, and cramming a home or apartment with too many belongings creates clutter. Okay, I get it. Storage facility is a commodity. Even an A-class storage facility is hardly going to cause someone to move into the area. But it does support the mission, just like removing blight in a community and bringing inviting spaces to areas that might previously have been rather uninspiring. The community building process is all about unleashing creativity. And creativity doesn't necessarily have to cost a lot more. It's about thinking a few moves ahead. It's about bringing elements to a neighborhood that delight. It's about creating a bike path and a green space buffer behind homes that are near major roads instead of just a fence. Does the mission allow for redevelopment of existing properties? Well, yeah, absolutely it does, and we've done plenty of that. See, when the mission is clear, then the goals are much easier to bring into focus. Our organization has been using this approach now for several years to establish our company goals. It's helped weed out projects that don't fit. For example, we don't do C-class housing. There's a number of reasons for that. Number one, we don't believe that the value has been evident in C-class housing. Prices have been elevated over the past few years, and when we combine that with our underwriting, this has made the projects financially unattractive, and it's left very little opportunity to fulfill our mission as a result. So that's how our company mission fits into the business planning process. On tomorrow's show and every day this week, we're going to look at another aspect of the business planning process. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.